Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, every one of us, we will face halat and conditions and challenges in this world. No person came in this world where he does not face any challenges. Anbiya face challenges, and you and I are going to face challenges, whether we like it or not. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This world, it is a prison for a believer. In prison, a prisoner doesn't have merrymaking. He goes through halat and conditions and challenges. We definitely will be tested, whether we like it or not. We have to condition our mind for that. Sometimes when the mind is not conditioned and you think that everything is going to go very well and you're faced with a challenge, you get in a state of grief and depression. Because you didn't condition your mind. So change the mind and say that this world is a place of imtihan, halat will come, whether we like it or not. Sometimes we go through a very positive situation and suddenly something negative comes unexpectedly. This is how Allah Ta'ala made the nizam of the dunya. Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they won't be tested? Definitely they'll be tested. The moment you're told, آمَنَّا, I brought iman, it is the path of iman that you are going to be tested. Now Allah wants to see whether you're truthful or you're not truthful. But when any one of us facing any halat and condition, we first we make dua to Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Allah don't put condition on us. But if condition has to come, then what do you do? There are three zikrs in the Quran-e-Kareem that helps us in every condition, whether it is personal or whether it is collective. Sometimes halat comes on the ummah, like what is happening in Masjid Al-Aqsa at the moment. Or in the part of the world, it happens all the time. But what are the azkar that we can do for ourselves and for the ummah? And when we make our zikr and our dua, we are not selfish. We are one part, but we worry for the entire ummah. That is love for deen and iman. So we make dua for everybody. So when such halat comes, there are three duas that are in the Quran and Kareem that are very, very useful. They are dua and they also zikr. The first one is a dua of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Simple duas, everyone can learn it. And just keep it in your mind. Sometimes we know things, but we don't know what to say. So just have it in our mind. The moment anything like this happen, start engaging your tongue in this zikr. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in the darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish. And the fish is swimming with him around the world in the ocean. How often you and I, we are in a conglomerate of darknesses. And sometimes we say to ourselves, I can't see light at the end of the tunnel. Darkness upon darkness, I can't see it coming out. I'm stuck for life. There's no such thing as stuck for life. Allah is there. Direct the heart to Allah and see Allah will take you out from the dark tunnel. When Allah Ta'ala took Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam out from the belly of the fish, darkness, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the night, and can you imagine a person being swallowed by a fish? Can he ever come out? When Allah Ta'ala ordered the fish to take him out, why you and I can't come out from darknesses of our own personal lives? Whether it could be the darkness of some addiction, whether it could be darkness of some drug problem, whether it's darkness of womanizing, whatever, darkness of cell phones, darkness of porn, we don't give up. We adopt asbab, consult to ulama, get help, assistance, and then make dua from the depth of your heart. Never give up. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Have that hope and say this dua with yaqeen and conviction. You'll be amazed how Allah will take you out from the darkness. Many people came up from the darknesses. Why can't I? Second dua is, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. And this is a dua for the collective ummah also. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the battle of Uhud. And after that, the kuffar of Makkah sent a message. We're coming again to crush them up. Sahaba, one thing came up from the tongue all the time. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Let them do what they want to do. Let them do what they want to do. They know power lies in them. Our power lies, it lies with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient. And Allah is our best wakil. Allah is our best representative. What's the barakat of that? فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلًا لَمْ يَنْصَبْسُمْ سُمْ. Now with the barakat of this dua, what happened to a sahaba? They turned out in a positive situation, markets were put up, they earned income. What was supposed to be a negative condition turned out to be a positive condition. And the third dua, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. لا حول عن المعصية ولا قوة على الطاعة. Nobody can turn us away, or nobody can give us turn away from guna, and nobody can give us strength to make ibadat but Allah. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, they were going in the battle of Khaybar. Sahaba were making the zikr, making some zikr. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, make the zikr, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he asked them, you know where the zikr is from? This zikr emerges and comes out from under the arsh of Allah. So three du'as, brothers, sisters, let us keep this in our mind all the time. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We, in our personal life, we go through halat. We adopt asbab and means, but direct the heart with these askar to Allah. Allah will bring favorable conditions. Ummat is going to challenges, also make this dua. And we should never be selfish or really worry about ourselves. We are part of the ummat, and our bigger concern should be the ummat, the welfare of the ummat, rather than our own welfare. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat, let us engage in the zikr, inshallah. Recite three times, Qul Allahu Ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allahumma a'i, Allahu khaliqi, Allahu radiqi, Allahu karimi, Allahu rahimi, Allah, 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 Allah. Let's make dua. I told many times that after making the dhikr of Allah, invoking the rahmat and mercy of Allah, now there's a call from Allah, from the announcer, from the heavens, that you are forgiven. This time we lift up our hands, we make dua to Allah and make it our daily ma'amul. Few moments in the morning and the evening, start our day with the dhikr of Allah. That is the fuel for the day. And that is something inspire us. Anything happens in the day, we know we took refuge in the morning from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And at night also, when we finish off everything, again we take refuge in Allah. What happens in between? We in the protection, the hifadat of Allah. Allah will guide us in everything of our life. But take our time in the morning and the evening. Like that, all the time, our heart and mind should be to Allah. But to make structured zikr, how we take out time, especially to eat food in a structured way. Otherwise, we eat every day, we munch something throughout the day. But we also take out time, structured time for our breakfast, for our lunch, for our supper. So one is the physical food, one is the spiritual food. Take out structured time to make structured zikr, inshallah. We'll find the noor and the khair and the barakat in our life. Quality of our life will increase. Love and muhabbat with Allah will increase. We'll feel better also. And instead of taking antidepressants and everything else, the best antidepressant is a zikr of Allah and attaching the heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.